Hi, my Duchess. Today is the 1st of January 1970. Happy New Year. That's my first message to you. A very, very happy New Year. You probably are just going into the wee hours of the New Year. We have celebrated here already. I think we're something like 18 hours or something different, and 18 hours ahead of you. Of course, you will not get this tape for several days, but still I have thought a great deal of you and of Two Catalina Court at this New Year's time. Anyway, that's my first message, Duchess, and my second message is that my promotion came through. Yeah! I was very, very happy. I only found out about it, I guess 3 days ago. Jane Matthews had put it in the very end of August, and I didn't anticipate it coming through until about February or March, by the time I was going home, you know, or at least eligible to go home. But Jane told me, I went up there on Monday. I found out about it. Today is Thursday. So I am now a GS-10 Step 2, which is, I'm extremely pleased about this. I hate to sound as though I'm bragging or boasting, but I have been lucky, Duchess. Very, very lucky. Nobody else has done quite so well that I know of, or that anybody else knows of. But I have gone from an NAF5 to a GS10 Step 2. I mean, you know, Carolyn Hogshead's been in it about, 10, 12 years or whatever. And she just got an 11. She was a 9 for years. We have girls over here that are 7s for 3 years or more. And I have just 3 years and a little over 1 month in this whole crazy outfit. So I have been lucky. And I was, as I say, very, very pleased. Let's see now, that constitutes a raise of about $600 a year, and I figured it out, and it comes to $12.55 a week. That's the base pay. The base pay for the year, Duchess, is $10,594, I think. And then to that, you have to add another, $2,500 that we get for hardship tour area, and that is added to the base pay, and it brings it up to over $13,000 a year. Now that's not counting any overtime. With the overtime, it could be perhaps anywhere from $50 to $100 a week overtime. Usually around the area of $70 or $80. But, so that brings the weekly salary, breaking it down once again, to all in the neighborhood of $330 or something like that a week, which I think is a pretty fair salary. Right? Anyhow, of course, by the time the government gets finished with me, they take a large percent of my income. But even so, I have no complaints. So I thought you'd be very pleased about that. My promotion came through. It was effective as of the 14th of December. So the next paycheck I get should reflect this change. And that was on Monday I found out about it, and Tuesday night, it's somewhat traditional in the Army when you get a promotion, you have to give a little party. So I did. Betty let me use her trailer, And we had about, 10, 12 people all total. And I bought the liquor and a few snacks and things like that. And we had a very nice party on Tuesday night. I was up at Longbend Monday, Tuesday, and I returned Wednesday. Oh, and Duchess, at this party, I came across, I don't think I mentioned this to you, several weeks ago when I was up at Longbend, I was having, I think it was breakfast. Anyhow, I looked up, and there was Bill Stallings. Bill was the XO at 3rd Brigade in Korea. And I used to call him Andy all the time. He used to come over to our place frequently. And I thoroughly enjoyed this man. He was very, very nice. And I called him Andy because he looked like Andy Griffith. And anyhow, he had just arrived at UCV, working at UCV, just, 100 feet or so away from where I worked, the next building. He was very, very happy to see me. And so I invited him to the party, and he came. And we had some real nice people there. And it was a lovely party. Very, very nice. What else to tell you? Oh, God. I haven't had any time to myself since I arrived back from Australia. It has just been a go, go, go. I had to work Saturday. I had to work Sunday. It has been hectic. Today, I took off because I don't feel that in an administrative position such as I'm in, I should work on the holidays and get double time, or time and a half or whatever it is. I don't know. It's a little greedy, I think. So, when I can, I try to take the holiday off because I get paid straight time for it anyway, And I haven't had a day off, so I took today off, and I had kind of a lazy day. I didn't get that much sleep last night, but I should backtrack, I guess, and start to tell you about Christmas. there's so many details that really aren't important at this time, I guess, but Christmas Eve, I had just come back on the 23rd, the night of the 23rd, so the 24th, Christmas Eve, was the first day I was back at my desk here at Canto in almost 2 weeks, and I was there just for a few hours, and then I left in the afternoon, and I went to Vong Tau, and I spent Christmas Eve there. And nothing sensational. I had a few drinks with the commander of the post there. And Christmas morning, they had mass in the service club. They use the service club as a chapel on Sunday mornings and any special occasions. And I left there, and I went to Vin Long, and I saw the girls there. I had purchased tiny little kangaroo purses for each one of the girls in my area. And so I gave them all out. And while I was at Vin Long, Ron Walker, who is a battalion commander up there, invited me to lunch with his staff officers. And it was a real fine Christmas dinner, just, with all the trimmings. And so that was nice. And then I flew up there, Duchess. Let me backtrack again. I went to Vong Tau on a caribou. I went to Vin Long on a U-21 flight. And then I got a ride by chopper from Vin Long to Sok Trang. And I arrived at Sok Trang in time to spend the afternoon with the girls. And they had an orphans party. And it was very good. And they had Santa Claus come over on a big red fire engine. And there were, 30 or 40 youngsters. Very small, and quite a few of them were deformed and handicapped and not well in general. But everyone seemed to have a good time. And then I almost got stuck in Sok Trang for transportation, but Billy McGrill, who was battalion commander down there, he took me for a drink. I make out pretty good, I must say. And then he got me a flight on a Beaver, and I sat up in the cockpit. Beaver only holds about, it can hold four passengers plus the pilot and the co-pilot. Well, I was the co-pilot, Duchess. It was just the pilot and me, and the co-pilot sat in the back, and I took his place, and they let me take the stick of the beaver, so I got to fly a plane. And we got here back at Canto about 7 o'clock in the evening, and I went over to the service club here and saw the gals, and they were just on their way to Special Forces for dinner, so I joined them. And while we were, we had dinner and the girls went back to the service club. I stayed. I stayed at Special Forces for a few drinks and what have you. This was Christmas Day in the evening. And then Colonel Peters over there, who was very, very good to me, he really is, we got to talking about, my housing and my transportation and whatnot, you know. And Duchess, he gave me a Jeep. It's a brand new Jeep. Actually, it's not, it really is a dud, but they fixed it up a bit, you know. And anyway, I have my own Jeep. That was on Thursday. He had the Jeep delivered Friday at noontime at the AG building where I work. I was so happy. You have no idea of what it meant to me, because for the 2.5-3 months I've been down here, I have to hitchhike all the time. It's very, very difficult. It's because I'm not located near anything that I can walk to. I mean, I can, but it's a good half hour or more if I'm going to walk to lunch or something like that. Anyway, I'm probably the only female in all of Vietnam who goes around in her own Jeep. And the Special Forces are going to maintain it for me, take care of it. And I've got more damn locks on it. I have a lock, a combination lock on the gas, a combination lock on the battery. This is so nothing gets stolen. And I have another lock on the hood. This is so they don't put a bomb or a hand grenade under the hood. That's locked. And then, of course, I have another lock on the steering wheel so I can lock it when I leave it, you know. It's just a riot with these locks. Anyhow, I was so happy between getting the Jeep and getting my promotion. I think I made out very, very well for Christmas. Again, I am most fortunate. I have much to be grateful for. But I was just, in fact, when I jumped in the Jeep the first time, Duchess, I banged my knee because I didn't do it right. But everybody's very jealous of me because I have my own vehicle. And the Vietnamese people, they can't, you know, they stare at you all the time because they don't see American women. And it's bad enough walking, but when they see you driving a vehicle, they just keep staring at you. And I'm sure they're going to crack up because they're looking at me and not watching the road. And it's a riot. Over here, the driving is nothing. I mean, there isn't anything back in the States I can compare it to, not even Manhattan. Because we have thousands of people on Honda motorcycles, you know, and Lobettos. We have these three-wheel push cart things, and every once in a while you see cattle going through the street and huge convoy trucks and that kind of thing. And of course, the roads have chuck holes all over them, and it takes an art or a skill to be able to drive over here. And of course, I don't have any problems. And I have been away from a vehicle for a long time. So it